Remember, we talked about natural versus synthetic, and for years, the message that we have given as we talk to patients was, no, the synthetic is bad, the synthetic is different. And we've gone into the chemistry of that, and I just want to reiterate, because it would be easy to feel as though you've been saying something that isn't true. Understand again, the issue with that synthetic extract is that the molecule is now naked. It's devoid of all of its synergists. We can truly say that if we give someone a concentrated synthetic extract, that it is unnatural in the sense that no human has ever eaten it that way. It isn't found in the food supply that way. It is harmful in the sense that it will rob the body of its synergists because it comes in as the naked molecule, and because of the optical rotation issue, there's going to be, remember, competitive inhibition, and it's just not going to be as efficient as getting it the way it's found in food. That was the issue, and that's what Lee understood so well. Remember the quote that we looked at. He said, the artificial vitamins, or the vitamins produced in the laboratory, cannot replace food complexes because of the unknown factors, the associated trace minerals, the things that we would now call phytochemicals. That's the salient point. They're not there, and it makes it very, very different. The issue again, my understanding of Lee's understanding was not the molecule so much as the package in which the molecule is different. And that's what no one other than Lee has ever really cared to do, was on those cases where because of supply and demand, as happened with him during the war years, he had to use an extract, then he had to carefully infold it in a food base that would recreate that natural package. A question here.
But that's not to say that there's not a palliative effect of a synthetic.
A synthetic.
That's the hard thing to talk to patients
about. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If I presented to a group, no, the synthetics do nothing, then many should raise their hand and say, no, you're wrong. That's why I wouldn't say that. They do something. If I have a case that's dying of beriberi, an acute B1, thiamine deficiency, then any form, whether you extracted it from coal tar or rat turds, would work. If what they're severely deficient in is that molecule, if that's the critical thing, then getting that molecule in short term in any form will have a palliative effect. But there's a big difference between palliative and curative. Cure comes from diet. And as we saw in earlier work that was done in the 30s and 40s, they said that these artificial vitamins cannot make up for the deficient diet. That's where the ultimate cure, that's where food is your best and only medicine comes to the fore. So the synthetic can be used palliatively. And the critical thing for the patient to understand is it is not feeding. It is palliative, it is symptom removing, and it cannot do anything more than that, certainly not long term. We must then get to, as Lee insisted, taking nobody's supplements if we would grow, produce, harvest, eat foods the way we've always done it. But since we cannot, or certainly will not these days, then the next best thing is whole food concentrates, getting as close as we can to that natural package. And that's the issue. It is tough for people. It's tough for many practitioners because many have for years used a synthetic extract and said, I get this result and that result, but that's symptom result. That is a pharmacologic use of pharmacologic doses of extracted nutrients. I don't have a problem with that as a practicing doctor. If that's what my patient needed because of an acute presentation, I would do that. Now, fortunately, they don't come into me. I'm not the emergency room. They don't come in that way. And so I can give them food. I can feed these patients. But we all know that there are decisions that have to be made. And so the argument in my office is not the molecule, it's the package. The argument is not, is the molecule dangerous? It's, do you need that? Do you want to feed or drug this patient? All right, any general questions on that? I don't want to belabor the point, but I want to make sure it's clear. Because as you look at things that Lee had to do throughout the years, he had to make compromises from time to time, and he did it the only good way that one can do it. Nobody else ever cared to even try. It is a night and day comparison.